free credit consultation. Call now, 954-581-5050. That's 954-581-5050. Or go online to www.talkaboutcredit.com. That's talkaboutcredit.com.
The opinions expressed on the sponsored program were strictly those of its host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
WWNA, Pompano Beach.
My name is Charles Becker. Do you work overtime? If you work in excess of 40 hours per week, your employer is required to pay you for your overtime. Unless you're specifically exempt under the Fair Labor Standards Act, you are entitled to overtime at time and one half. Let us help you get paid for what you've earned. Is your boss ripping you off? 954-941-8363 or visit us at the web, southfloridaattorney.com.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about the firm's qualifications and experience. The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of its host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. This is the Rockers in Recovery radio show, dedicated to news, interviews, events, and festivals taking place in the rock and roll industry and in the world of bands and musicians who support recovery. Find out more by going to HolisticRockSoundsRadio.com or join Rockers in Recovery on Facebook. Now, the host of Rockers in Recovery, here's John Holler.
All right, welcome. And of course, you're listening to Rockers in Recovery on 1470 AM WNN and the Health and Wealth Network here in South Florida. I want to welcome you to the show. If you're listening on the local airwaves and you're driving down the street, it's a good night to go for a cruise. It's beautiful out. And, of course, you can listen to Rockers in Recovery as you're driving up I-95 from North Miami Beach all the way up. Have a good time. Have a good drive. We're glad that you're tuned in. If you're listening on the streamers, we want to welcome you. If you're listening on Facebook, if you're listening on, of course, Blog Talk Radio, the several accounts that we're working with right now, and, of course, right here at the streamer at WNN 1470. Of course, it's WNN Radio. That's the streamer. If you go to WNNradio.com, you can click on the new interface for the cell phone use. So if you have an iPhone, you can actually listen on that, too. It's all up at the website, WNNradio.com. Look forward to having you tune in. Check out HolisticLifestylesRadio.com, and you can check out all kinds of information there about Rockers in Recovery and all the rest of the shows that we do. You also want to take this time to let you know that you can send any information or requests, or if you have a Rocker in Recovery that would like to maybe be on the show, if you're out there and you want to dedicate this information that you've been working diligently on in music or songs, we can be contacted at John@rockersandrecovery.com. Check us out there. We're going to go to our friend Tony with the blues news. Find out what he's doing. Tony, you there?
Yeah, I am, John. How are you doing?
All right, man. Listen, I want to welcome you to the show as usual. And what's happening in the blues news out there in the world tonight?
Well, let me tell you, there's almost too much. I'm feeling overwhelmed here. I'm going to try to keep it simple tonight. But I'd love to tell you about a dozen festivals. I think I might take one or two in. Unfortunately, that's the way it goes. I know you're doing some West Coast stuff tonight, later you told me earlier on the phone. So there's a festival out there in Auburn, California, Northern California Blues Festival. It's a one-day gig. It's August 7th. That's coming up this weekend. It starts at noon, and you've got, you've got some great names on this ticket for an all-day affair starting at around noon. First performer, Volker Dreisler, 12:30 p.m. Dennis Jones, Kay Bowen, and then notable, at least to me, that people that I've seen before that I can attest. Great performance. Chris Kane, wonderful guitar player and vocalist. So, you've got Zach Harmon. And then the headliner is going to be the one and only Alvin Bishop.
Nice.
it doesn't get much better than that. That's a pretty great lineup for a one-day kind of squeezed-in festival. I guarantee the weather's probably going to be real nice out there, and that's some great West Coast blues. So that's what's going on the West Coast, that side of the country. This side of the country over by me, we've got a festival that goes on in Delaware, the Riverfront Blues Festival, right in Wilmington, Delaware. Pretty close to Philadelphia, for those of you who geographically want to get an idea with it. And right on the river, you've got a Friday and Saturday night, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday thing going on. You've got some side stage action here with all kinds of great performers on the side stage. You've got some after-hours performances going on. I know Saturday night they're talking about the state, time and stage loops tonight. Thing. It goes on at the Sheraton, which is always, you know, the after hours. I'm sure we all know what goes on at the after hours stuff. So,
that's the good thing about being a rocker in recovery, Tony.
Skyler Burrell, Bernard Allen, okay, the son of Lee Allen, wonderful man. And then 8:30 is the Delta Groove Park Lab. For those of you who are not familiar with Delta Groove, it's a record label out there on the West Coast that's really been supportive of a lot of our artists that have been out there trying to kick this in gear for years. And Randy Shortcroft, who heads that organization, wonderful man. He's a harp player himself, so he's featured on stage with Al Blake, Randy Shortcroft, Rich Casbarn, Jimmy Bolt, Willie Campbell, Frank Goldwasser, and Chris Fletcher on the bar. And that's something not to miss Friday night if you're over that way. Saturday is a mix of different people, but I'd say for me, the headliner here, and it goes back to West Coast for some reason, I don't know why, but we've got Rob Diaz and the Mighty Flyers on at 5 p.m. out there on Saturday. Sean Murphy, formerly a Little Feat, used Dynamite. And at 8:30, you've got that perfect, they're going now this time, it's the perfect age of rock and roll blues band featuring Tommy Top Perkins, Bob Margolin, Hubert Sutherland, Willie Big Eye Smith, Mojo Grooper, and Bob Stroger. That's the not too hit that 97-year-old Tommy Top Perkins and Hubert Sutherland hitting it hard, backed by, well, actually fronted now by Willie Big Eye Smith, former drummer of Muddy Waters. It gets better from there on Sunday. Start with our friend Mike Vito, 12:30 on main stage on Sunday. Aaron Lee Hooker Jr. And then the end of the day is the legendary Rhythm and Blues Review, featuring another West Coast guy again, Tommy Castro. It's Tommy Castro Band, and then they're always joined by amazing guests, which on this particular version, we've got Magic Dick of the DJ Giles Band, Deanna Bogart. Wow, one of those, a woman performed and played on a saxophone and crossbow, and Joe Lewis Walker. So that's it for those festivals.
Beautiful. Well,
tomorrow night, right here in beautiful East Stroudsburg, playing with Bobby Kyle at the wonderful KC Lounge at 9 to midnight. That's going on, and that'll be a great show tomorrow night.
And of course, this is
the weekend. Unfortunately, I'm not going to be attending any music festivals this weekend. I have a commitment with family, and that's okay. Going out to Long Island for a couple of days with my wife. I spent time with my brother-in-law and his kids, and it's all good. Glad to be able to participate in that today.
Sounds great. And you know something, Tony, is with BlueSource.com, correct?
Yeah, bluesource.com. You can go onto that site, and as a matter of fact, let me spell it out for you. That's BlueSource.com. This week, this posted Tuesday, is a great slideshow from the Kalamazoo Blues Festival done by my good friend Tim Richards. That's the featured article this week. Next week, starting on Tuesday, is going to be the Pocono Blues Fest, which I'll have 3 days of slideshow photos up there, and the article will be written by my good friend, his wife, Pat Ariana, and it's going to be great. I really wish I had more time in the day to do all the things I love to do. I got to tell you, that's one of my character defects is procrastination. And it's not even procrastination, it's just that my plate is so full. Getting caught up with this stuff is just unbelievable. But I have promised to have more time like a good boy.
That's great. We're looking forward to it. Of course, Tony, we want to thank you. That's Tony. And, of course, it's the Blues News with Tony, newsource.com. Check him out. And, of course, we're going to be having Mark Lundum and Brent Frazier on here, and we're going to be checking out. Tony, I want to thank you for calling in, and we'll definitely speak to you Friday night. All right. Sounds great. It's a beautiful thing. Of course, let me give you a little bit of a background here. We got Brent Frazier that's going to be calling in here. We're going to be speaking with Brent. He's out on the West Coast. Had the opportunity to speak with Brent in detail today, and we spent some quality time, about a half an hour or so, on the phone together. And we're, of course, going to be playing some of his music. We're going to be finding out more about what he does. And he is the number one rocker right now in a place called Seattle, Washington. So if you're listening to Seattle, from Seattle, I want you to check out Brent Frazier tonight. Of course, the number one choice out there of rockers, our boy Brent Frazier. And of course, we're going to go to our first break. When we come back, we'll have Brent Frazier, and we'll be kicking this off.
Fast-paced world we live in, it's hard to find a company that has an impeccable reputation based on professional skill and knowledge, coupled with a strong work ethic, honesty, and integrity. Welcome to the world of Canatelli Builders Incorporated. Specialists in custom residential and commercial construction for three generations, CBI finishes the job as agreed and on time. Browse our website at www.canatellibuilders.com, read the testimonials, then call us at 954-977-2775 and let us add your name to our list of satisfied customers. While at the site, be sure to follow the link for complete information about Chinese drywall and what it may mean to you. Integrity, ethics, honesty, knowledge, performance, service, experience, Canatelli Builders. 954-277-2775. Canatelli Builders, the official contractor for the Florida Panthers.
My name is Charles Becker. Do you work overtime? If you work in excess of 40 hours per week, your employer is required to pay you for your overtime. Unless you're specifically exempt under the Fair Labor Standards Act, you are entitled to overtime at time and one half. Let us help you get paid for what you've earned. Is your boss ripping you off? 954-941-8363 or visit us at the web, southfloridaattorney.com.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about the firm's qualifications and experience.
Let me tell you about the Sound Pillow. Sound Pillow helps many people in early addiction recovery who suffer from stress, anxiety, fear, and long sleepless nights to get a comfortable night's sleep by providing a calming and soothing feeling for the mind's everyday distraction. Sound Pillow allows the mind to shut down, the body to relax, and the spirit to heal. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's soundpillow.com. And while you're there, check out the many endorsements from people and addiction treatment centers using the Sound Pillow. Don't lose another night's sleep. Call toll-free today, 877-846-6488. That's 877-846-6488. And let this healing begin. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's www.soundpillow.com.
You are listening to the Rockers in Recovery radio show. To learn more about the broadcast, go to holisticlifestylesradio.com or join Rockers in Recovery on Facebook. Now back to today's show. Once again, your host, John Hall.
Everybody beat that. Swallow and let the make it easier to do. You have a pill and you're a smasher. Born to roll the fountain pen, ridiculed by every man. Sons of anger, all unto himself, but got me scared.
And you gotta love that. As a matter of fact, Brent Fraser is with us. He began his career in Seattle as a street musician in the famous Pike Place Market in the Seattle theater community. And of course, we want to welcome Brent to the show. Brent, are you with us?
I am with you, John. Thanks a lot.
You know, something great, great music. And, you know, we talked today, and you have that Bowie influence, and, you know, I grew up listening to Bowie, and I love that, you know, that direction that you went in. You went in a lot of different directions, especially with this particular CD that you have put out, correct? You basically are making it like a storyline, aren't you?
Yeah, in the vein of, I mean, you know, I grew up, my mom was an English teacher and went on to be a PhD in education and educational reform, but for most, you know, my mom liked writers, and so the stuff that I, you know, had around me most when I was really young, one of the coolest writers, Bob Dylan, Jim Croce, Harry Chapin, Judy Collins, you know, Joni Mitchell, you know, real lyrical, literary kind of influences. And then when I heard and saw Bowie and the whole visual concept and the full concept, the story, the character was theatrical, and it used imagery and he used all kinds of other things other than just a song, you know, a song with a melody and words. He had a whole world he was creating, and boy, and that's Pink Floyd. Probably with those contacts with those artists at that time, you know, when I was about 12 years old, you know, certainly the most transformational stuff that I had run across, and that became my idea. I always wanted to make albums like they make, you know, and so when I approached Albion Moonlight, that was going to be the deal, and it covered a whole, you know, a period of time, a lifetime, essentially. And all the things that set up the character Albion for you know, the setup and the downfall and how you recover after the downfall. And so all the songs are and stories of, you know, life, loss, laughter, love, all the good L words.
And it's funny, we just played the title song to, of course, the CD. And, you know, what were you thinking when you wrote that?
I was really struggling. I'd written another song. There were a few initial sort of seminal songs for the thing. I'd written a song, and they were all, I was checking out recovery, but I hadn't, it hadn't stuck yet. So, and I had been reconnected with my father, but I'd written a song about my father called The Mirror, which is also on there, that, my message, you know, at that time, when I wrote the song, I thought he was dead. And it's, you know, in the mirror that you never looked into. My dad died a horrible, utterly horrible death alone, like an animal, due to alcoholism. He died last year. And he was an everyday drinker, round-the-clock drinker for 40 years. And for most of those 40 years, I had no contact with him because he, you know, in his mind, had the good graces to exit the picture. So I had that song. I had a song I'd written. It was about my very loving and terrific mother and my struggles with being less than I wanted to be for her, you know, and that ultimately not only did I have to let her go, she was going to have to let me go. And that's reflection. That's that first song. And that we both must accept neither one of us needs to remain silent anymore, and neither one of us, we need to let it all happen the way it's supposed to. We each have our methods of control, try to preemptively manipulate results out of, you know, because we all think, you know, this deal. Well, what if he doesn't stay sober? What if he, you know, gotta let it go, you know? I mean, you know, so there were those two songs, and Albion Moonlight was kind of me in the whole deal, and I started thinking and thought, you know, I'm a very sensitive fellow, I'm a very emotionally expressive fellow, and I love my relationships, I love my family, and I've had these struggles, and the song just illustrates a lifetime of, you know, from being a boy, being a young man, and then being, you know, an adult male.
And through that, absolutely.
Roll that millstone up the hill.
Well, I think one of the things I definitely want our audience to know is that through that process of growing up, you achieved a lot of things. I mean, it wasn't like you were just kicking back.
No,
you've been in Wild Orchard too, Dark Side of Genius.
I heard or developed out of something that I heard. It's called, like, scaling upward. So, even in all these struggles, you know, I still had plenty of career stuff coming that I could not maximize effectually the way that I saw the people around me. And that's one of the things I learned about my own. You know what it says when we talk about, we share in a general way what we were like, what happened, and what we are like now. And you'll hear a lot of people say what it was like, what happened, what it was like now. Well, it's the same for everybody. My friends did all the same stuff I did, but they did it. So if it was the real issue, my friends would be sitting here with me, you know, but they're not like me. You know, so I talk about what I am like and the things that I did in that stuff, the acting out of my defects, the things, the expectations that weren't met, and not getting things to go the way I wanted and whatever, even despite my, you know, the great gifts and opportunities I had.
One of the things that, you know, Brent, that I am looking at, and I'm just looking at your history here, and it's like you have films that you've been involved with, Wild at Heart, Wild Orchard 2, Dark Side of Genius, The Little Death and Book of Love. You also have been on TV shows like with Tracy Ullman. You've also done the Dark Skies as Jim Morrison. I mean, these are some things that you actually went out there and you worked and you did and you held yourself together through that time period. Did you find that your darkest days came later on after these things, or was it happening as you were going through this process?
You know, I mean, I've been a drinker since my early teens, so, there was a period of time, say, in my career when I was doing, you know, I mean, I drank a lot, me and my buddies, we all went out on the weekends and whatever, there weren't really many drugs involved, but had early drug period, you know, in Seattle, and, you know, sort of in the 80s, and coke was everywhere and whatever, but, you know, I had my career. I had this singularity of purpose. And so partying, I had no problem with that, but I didn't ever miss it with work or anything like that. It didn't ever affect any situations. If I had a show, I didn't drink before a show or something like that. There's stuff that was unprofessional, you know. And then later, you know, when I discovered crack cocaine and, you know, a lot of my values started to change. So I was still working, but I was struggling with what was getting more attention, you know, work or you know, self-medication.
And the ability, your ability to play at that time, Brent.
I was filming
Brent.
So I was just in the throes of it. I had to be on set 7 a.m. And I looked at my watch, and it's just after 5. And I was behind a dumpster in Hollywood smoking crack. Like, fuck, I gotta be working for 2 hours.
We have to watch the language, Brent.
And what's weird about it too, which I think is sort of funny, because
Brent,
can be so screwy.
We need to watch the language.
My house was only a block away from this dumpster. So why I wasn't just in my house? You can see there were those
darker
days.
People on, but,
when
we have that word dropped, it was just dropped. Of course, it is a fine, and I want to apologize for the F-bomb that was just dropped. And most importantly, folks, God bless, and we're not about that. And we definitely want to, of course, move on with our show, and we are going to go out with Brent's music. We're going to go out with Lord, and we'll look forward to coming back right after this message.
Night to know the sun.
Rockers in Recovery. We got Brent back on the air with us. Brent, welcome back.
Hi, thank you.
Hey, man. And, of course, I want to be able to finish up this segment and get an idea of where I understand you've gone through a lot, and I know that you're early in your recovery right now, and you've gone through a lot. We spoke today. There was a lot of struggles. And I'm really glad that you are able to carry a message, and you're out there to be able to carry a message of hope and to be able to talk with people and to let people know through your music exactly what's going on with you, but most importantly, to be able to use it as a vehicle to help other people. And that's what we spoke about today. I want to ask you to let the audience know exactly where they can listen to your music, where they can find you, and where they can be a part of your world.
Well, you've got me on pretty much Facebook is the thing that I put together as the central locator for everything that's an offshoot of there. So it all of my and that's just Brent David Fraser on Facebook. Facebook.com/Brent David Fraser all runs together. And it's got the links to Reverb Nation, which has about 60 songs and 60 videos.
I've been to your site on Reverb.
The album Moonlight and the Sea of Troubles.
Mm-hmm.
And also a project that I did with Derek Frigo of the band Enough's Enough. Up to the point where he died in 2004. And there's some info about that. I put the album together to his mom was, she lost him and her best friend, ex-husband, and then a second husband, and then was diagnosed with breast cancer. So all that is supposed to go to benefit Brittany Brown, Derek's mom. And there's a link to that too. And, you know, and there's MySpace and all the regular stuff. There's some blog stuff where I write a lot about my life in this, you know, my life, which sort of, you know, most of the thrust of my adult life has to do, relates to recovery somehow, because it's been a long time struggle.
You know something, I definitely appreciate you being on the show. I'm glad that you were with us tonight. And so I look forward to, of course, talking with you more and staying in contact. And, you know, checking up with you and seeing how you're feeling and seeing how you're going through things. And I thank you for being...
Also, I'm on iTunes and CD Baby and all those other things if people want to actually get the music into their world from mine. So, and all that information's there, too. This is a really great thing, John, I think, that you're doing, and it really gladdens my heart to know that there's... that we can do this today. It's a very different culture today that's really got an openness, and you've taken the opportunity to put this out there. I just think it's awesome. So I wonder.
Thank you, Brent.
My gratitude to you for that.
I appreciate that, man.
We all win.
I appreciate that in a big way. And, of course, Brent Fraser, Seattle's number one pop artist and been holding for a while. So we're glad that you've been with us. We look forward to having you back on the show in the future. Stay tight.
Great. I would love to report back and give you some big number of days, months, or years that I have remained sober this time.
You know something? It's a day at a time. It's a moment at a time. You hang tight. Hang in there. And this it's beyond your wildest dreams. Pinch me.
Right on,
to get
man.
So bad.
Thanks a lot, John.
All right, Brent. Have a great night.
All right, you too.
Tacos in Recovery. This, of course, is an 8-hour show a week that is part of the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network, which is 15 hours a week. It's dedicated to music, news, interviews, events, festivals that are taking place, of course, in the rock and roll industry, and the world of bands and musicians, and, of course, who are either in recovery or support recovery. And we thank you for listening to Brent Fraser. We are, of course, going to be taking this time and going out to our next commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to have a nice song called All I Need. And then that is, of course, from a good gentleman that I spoke to the other day. His name is Mark Lundum. We'll be back right after this message.
In the fast-paced world we live in, it's hard to find a company that has an impeccable reputation based on professional skill and knowledge, coupled with a strong work ethic, honesty, and integrity. Welcome to the world of Canatelli Builders Incorporated. Specialist in custom residential and commercial construction for three generations, CBI finishes the job as agreed and on time. Browse our website at www.canatellibuilders.com, read the testimonials, then call us at 954-977-2775 and let us add your name to our list of satisfied customers. While at the site, be sure to follow the link for complete information about Chinese drywall and what it may mean to you. Integrity, ethics, honesty, knowledge, performance, service, experience, Canatelli Builders. 954-277-2775. Canatelli Builders, the official contractor for the Florida Panthers.
My name is Charles Becker. Do you work overtime? If you work in excess of 40 hours per week, your employer is required to pay you for your overtime. Unless you're specifically exempt under the Fair Labor Standards Act, you are entitled to overtime at time and one half. Let us help you get paid for what you've earned. Is your boss ripping you off? 954-941-8363 or visit us at the web, southfloridaattorney.com.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about the firm's qualifications and experience.
Let me tell you about the Sound Pillow. Sound Pillow helps many people in early addiction recovery who suffer from stress, anxiety, fear, and long sleepless nights to get a comfortable night's sleep by providing a calming and soothing feeling for the mind's everyday distractions. Sound Pillow allows the mind to shut down, the body to relax, and the spirit to heal. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's soundpillow.com. And while you're there, check out the many endorsements from people and addiction treatment centers using Sound Pillows. Don't lose another night's sleep. Call toll-free today, 877-846-6488. That's 877-846-6488. And let this really begin. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's www.soundpillow.com.
You are listening to the Rockers in Recovery Radio Show. To learn more about the broadcast, go to holisticlifestylesradio.com or join Rockers in Recovery on Facebook. Now back to today's show. Once again, your host, John Hall.
All I need is a little bit of time in your arms. Everything is sublime, baby. All I need is your caring touch. And tonight I'll burn away the demon, because I need your love. Is to melt away your fear. In my arms, we'll make it all disappear. All I need is to kiss away your tears, baby. And tonight, I'll burn away the demon, because I need your love.
Tonight, tonight, because I need.
is to close our eyes, baby. Dream away. This is a real fantasy. All I want is to hold you one more time. Just tonight, I wanna feel your spirit in me.
Mr. Ludmer, how are you?
Feeling truly blessed right now.
Yeah, me too.
Of course, rocking in recovery.
I love rocking in recovery. Glad to have you on the show. And, Mark, give us a little bit of background on yourself. Tell us what you've been doing and what the All I Need was about. What was that written for? How did you come about it?
Well, let's see. Actually, All I Need, I got some inspiration from a friend of mine that I knew, actually an early girlfriend of mine, that had a different kind of disease. She had a life-threatening disease and actually passed away at a very young age. And there was things I always wanted to say to her, but I never really got a chance to say to her. So I kind of thought, you know what, I'm going to put that in a song. And so that's where that came from.
And I understand that you have been working diligently on a lot of different projects. You have a lot of irons in the fire, so to speak. And tell us about some of the things that you're doing right now.
Well, cool. Well, you know, recovery's given me a lot. I'm truly blessed to be sober, and it's just given me so much. And one of the things that I found was I love to write and record and play my music and perform, and I found that it was increasingly harder to find musicians to play with, and I would find more satisfaction out of doing my own thing. And eventually, after spending years and years writing and recording hundreds of songs on my own, I got really bored with the whole recording process and the whole writing process, and started to think, you know what, I've got to start to give it away a little bit. Part of my program is heavily about giving and not taking, and I found in my music career there's a lot of taking going on with trying to get what you want when you want it, and kind of an internal struggle between the ego and the soul, per se, of, you know, what's the right direction to go in with music and creativity and sobriety. So I got this idea that I would just start recording other people and kind of hone my producing craft by helping other people that were sober or not sober. And lately, one of my main projects has been what I call Sober Jam out of my recording studio. It started, actually, a friend of mine, Kurt M., we'll call him, had a cool little recovery meeting in Venice where musicians would come and the sharing was playing. And it was a rock version. There was an acoustic night on the Saturday night there at the Venice Recovery Center in Venice, California. And then there was the rock night, which was Friday night, and it was the electric night. They had a drum set up, amps, and people would kind of put a little jam session together. And I thought, you know what, let's take this a step further, and let's have a night at my studio, which has a kind of cool sound stage and a nice PA system and multi-track record everything, and give people kind of a chance that may not have had a chance to play on a good stage, a big stage with a nice sound, nice sound system, and get a good recording, and with sober people around them and a message of sobriety around them. Because I had a hard time. I'm in my 16th year of sobriety, and I had a hard time assimilating back into the club scene and playing out, and it was kind of confusing for me to get back out playing music when really playing music out in clubs is all about selling alcohol. That's what we're doing is we're selling beer and stuff out while we're having a good time playing. It's about entertaining the people while the club sells alcohol. So I thought, what a better way, what would be a better way to network with my fellow musicians in sobriety and try to do a service at the same time?
And you know, I'm glad that you have that attitude and, you know, that insight into this because, you know, you're carrying a great message. You've written thousands of compositions. You've recorded hundreds of them. And you've kind of chosen to step out of that and really kind of, like, support everybody else. And that's a valiant thing.
Thanks. And it's not that I stopped writing and recording my own stuff. Mm-hmm. I'm just doing a lot more networking with other people. I'm doing a lot more writing with other people. In 2008, when I first moved into this Live Rock Studios, I call it in Torrance, every weekend I had a different group of people in here and we were writing and recording. And out of that session, the best song that came out of that, and we do everything live, drums are laid down live, the bass, everything, we'll write on the spot and we'll have a song done within an hour, sometimes songs within a 3-hour session. And one of the best songs that came out of that was, I think, a song you're going to play at the end that I finished. And so I'm still doing all that stuff. I find that as part of my recovery, I have to give it away in order to keep it. And that's reaps benefits for me in being able to improve my relationships. Because for me, I don't know about you, but I have a hard time with personal relationships with people, music, work, family, anything. Thank God we have this program of recovery that shows us.
I'm fine with people as long as they do what I tell them to.
And why aren't they doing this my way? I was directing live TV at one point in very early sobriety. I landed a job at a affiliate, NBC affiliate, and was directing live news. And it was kind of a horrific experience to just thrown in there with not much training. And then the owner called me once after a really bad show, a train wreck, and said, "Hey, this is your show. What are you doing? You're supposed to be running the show. You've got to run the show. It's your show." And as most of us know in recovery, there's a part about you give up running the show. And I called my sponsor that night and said, "Oh, I just got a lecture. He says I'm supposed to be running the show." And this was at about 3 months over, and my sponsor gave me a very nice conversation about the difference between, you know, your job and your sobriety. And that was a real valuable lesson to me. And there's always times in my music career where I look at stuff and I think, nope, this is the path I have to do. And I have to think to myself, am I self-willing this? Am I self-willing this, or is this the right thing? And I might pray on it, and I might not know the right action at the time. But 90% of the time, for a work-related thing, it's a struggle. It's a struggle which decision to make a lot of the time. Anyway, thank God I have a higher power and I can pause and reflect. And I don't always make the right decision, but at least I have the tools when I make the wrong decisions.
I'm liking what you're saying because on the other end of that, you know, we're going to have our trials and tribulations. You know, mad, glad, or sad, we don't get to use no matter what.
Awesome.
That's the first thing. You know, yeah. The second thing is mad, glad, or sad, I don't get to hurt anybody today.
Right.
Mad, glad, or sad, I don't get to, you know, hurt humanity or, you know, step on people's toes. And the best I can do is try to treat people the way I want to be treated. In any affair that I'm in. Now, do I do that perfectly? Absolutely not. Thank God for a 10-step.
Right.
But again, do I continue those behaviors? And I like what you're saying because it's absolutely true. We trust, you know, I know for myself, I try to do the best I can to be a better person. And you know, 11 steps says it, you know, we seek to improve every day.
Right. And I like the mad, glad, or sad, too. I don't run no matter what.
Yeah.
I've been a runner before where I create a bunch of problems and I run away.
Yep.
And, so lately I've been producing a bunch of different songwriters where I come in and I've also been working on some original material that I'm recording.
Mm-hmm.
And I just started a new publishing company.
What's the name of it?
I'm also calling Live Rock Studios.
Okay.
The same name of my studio. And I just started an internet site, as a matter of fact, called liverockstudios.com, which is basically my stab at a social networking site for musicians and creatives and teachers and all types, where they can get on there and share video files, audio, picture, and network with each other. And that's been a blast. But I'm looking forward to writing with a lot more people. You never know what can happen. Also, I put a note out that I want to hear any idea anybody has. I've got a really nice audio-video production studio that I utilize to do whatever I want to do. I usually don't take money or have people pay me to do their projects, because I want to pick the projects that I want to do.
Okay.
And kind of on a week warrior, I work for my career as a microphone company. I'm actually like a manufacturer's representative that affords me that luxury where I don't have to make a living for my studio or use it, but as an art form, which I would love to make money on my music one day, but it's the odds aren't looking good these days for indie musicians to make a living off their music. And the ones that are doing it, man, guys rock.
Well, you know, Mark Ludmer has lots of good things about him, and one of them is the next song, which is She's Got Mine.
Thanks.
And what we're going to do is we're going to play that song, but in the meantime, give the website again where they can find you, Mark.
Yeah, Live Rock Studios. That's L-I-V Rock Studios.com.
Mm-hmm.
There's a link on there. She's Got Mine.
Mm-hmm.
Also, if you were to, it's on YouTube as well. And a lot of the videos that I produced are also at that website. All done at Live Rock Studios, which is live audio to multi-track with multi-camera HD while we're doing it.
Oh, good stuff. Good stuff. High tech. Beautiful stuff. The quality is real good. I've checked out some of the work that you did. It's just really unbelievable and very impressive. Also, at the same time, I understand that you and Ed Marshall did some things again.
Yeah. Ed, I met Ed at one of the first BRC rock meetings, and then he started showing up at the Sober Jams and playing in a lot of different acts. And then it's funny because a lot of these players are guys that show up to the Sober Jams every month, and then ukuleles started showing up. Actually, Charlie Diaz, I think, was the first guy to bring in ukuleles and start to play at the music meetings. And a lot of people started playing ukuleles, and then Ed came to me and said, I got a new band and we need a video. And they put together this they call it the Oops of Hazard. and it's seven ukuleles, a cajon, and an accordion. And we recorded a video there at my studio, and it blew up on YouTube.
How many views has it had?
I think it's got close to 250,000 views now since mid-April.
Wow, that's incredible.
Yeah. So great song, great performance, great bunch of guys, and I'm really honored that kind of fell into place the way it did, and that I was a part of that. And I expect to hear a lot more from all those guys. And we're still rocking the Sober Jams in Torrance. You can find my Sober Jam page on Facebook if you Sober Jam search.
Sounds great. And
Sober Jam on Facebook.
And again, it's Mark Ludmer. And you can give your website one more time for me, Mark, and we're going to be out. I want to thank you for being a part of the show. The next time we're going to try to get you on for the full amount. We had a little run over in time at the very beginning of the show, but again, I'm really glad that you were with us, and I want to have you back.
Great. Texas. If you Google Mark Ludmer, M-A-R-K-L-U-M-E-R, there's a ton of sites, MySpace, Facebook, YouTube, but liverockstudios.com is the site that has a bunch of stuff on. My music is, my older stuff is mainly at MySpace.com/Mark Ludmer.
Sounds great. We're going to look forward to having you back, Mark. Thanks for being on the show tonight, Rockers in Recovery. Of course, we're out, and we're going to be playing She's Got Mine from Mark Ludmer. We'll be back tomorrow, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. We're going to be replaying this show.
God bless.
Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. Join us every day right here on AM 1470 WNN. You can also find us on our Twitter podcast, Facebook, and blogtalkradio.com. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. That's holisticlifestylesradio.com. All broadcast rights to this program are the property of Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. Rebroadcast of any portion of this program without express written consent is prohibited. The opinions expressed on this sponsored program are strictly those of Holistic Lifestyles and not necessarily those of this station, staff, management, or sponsors. WNN, Pompano Beach. AM 1470, with even more information you can use, tune in for Managing Your Money with Peter Bruno, Monday through Friday at 5 p.m., only on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's Health and Wealth Network.
I'd like to take this opportunity to address my classmates, playmates, and kids around my age. Please...